A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Very truly, I tell you, whoever keeps my word will never see death." The Jews said to him, "Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say, whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died? The prophets also died. Who do you claim to be?" Jesus answered, "If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, he of whom you say he is our God, though you do not know him, but I know him. If I would say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you, but I do know him, and I keep his word. Your ancestor Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad." Then the Jews said to him, "You are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?" Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, before Abraham was, I am." So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple. The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know whether this saying is used all over the English-speaking world, but certainly in my native Britain, we say, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me." Well, yes and no, words won't break my bones, but they can wound, they can hurt, they can cause terrible suffering. Ask any child who's been bullied verbally at school, or for that matter, any adult who's been insulted or has been slandered or falsely accused. Oh yes, words can hurt. Jesus' passion isn't just the beating and the spitting and the nailing to the cross. It started with words. It began as soon as he left home and began his public life. There was always somebody ready to make remarks about him, to be cruelly critical, not just to disagree with him, but to call him crazy, to tell him he didn't know what he was talking about, to moan, complain, say he was deceiving people. Just listen to the tone of the Jews here. "Now we know you have a demon," that's to say you're possessed, you're crazy. "Who do you think you are? You're not 15. You say you've seen Abraham. Ha, ha, ha." In other words, you're crazy, you're dishonest. Anyway, whatever you say is obviously rubbish. And that is exactly the attitude of the so-called new atheists, the people who use their great intelligence not just to tell us that they don't believe in God, but to tell us to our faces that we who do believe in God are out of our minds, or we're stupid, or we're naive. There's no room for debate with these people. You can't talk to them, exchange ideas. There's no accommodation of the other person's point of view. There's just verbal aggression. They're fundamentalists, just as much as certain Christians or certain Jews or certain Muslims. They don't use physical violence, but they do set out deliberately to hurt us. So we need to look at how Jesus responds to this sort of treatment. When the Jews, his own people, the Jews attack him in this way with words, and he reacts calmly. He reacts reasonably. He focuses on the Father and finally claims for himself, and this really stops you in your tracks, he claims for himself the name that God told Moses was his name, I Am. His enemies are ready to stone him, but he slips away out of the temple. That out of the temple seems to me particularly important, because he goes out of the consecrated place, out of the place that's dedicated to God, into our flawed world, our messy, sinful world, where he'll be insulted and abused and finally executed. But it's also the world where he'll rise from the dead to save the very people who wronged him, the people who still wrong him, you and me. So as Holy Week approaches, let's walk with him on the long road to Calvary in silence, keeping his word in our heart.